And now this is a dictation. For Rex, R-E-X, Potter, P-O-T-T-E-R, February 2nd, 62, address as a letter to Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O, V as in Victor, S-K-I, 4631534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, follow up for Mr. Potter, who has advanced renal failure, a failing renal transplant, history of Wegener's vasculitis, respiratory failure from prior smoker on oxygen. Last visit December. He lives alone. Resident location now at St. John's. Has not seen transplant people in about a year. No hospital visits. He prepares his own food. His weight is holding around 158, previously 159. Denies vomiting, dysphagia. Denies diarrhea, bleeding. Denies kidney transplant tenderness. Good volume. Denies cloudiness, blood, or urinary retention. No gross edema, claudication symptoms, no open ulcers. Has cough from COPD, emphysema, clear to yellow, no pyrolemma arterial hemoptysis. Uses oxygen, presently 3 liters 24 hours. Uses inhalers, no CPAP machine. No gross orthopnea, PND, no chest pain palpitation, syncope. Has chronic back pain. Denies skin rash, bruises, denies bleeding nose, gums, some tremors, stable, other review system negative, blood pressure at home fluctuates in the 140s to 170s, over 70s and 80s. Next paragraph, I review medications for transplant, cyclosporin, CellCept, prednisone, blood pressure on metoprolol, Norvasc. Next paragraph, weight 158, 68 inches tall, very present, alert to orientation 3, obvious respiratory distress at rest, blood pressure 118-80, bronchitis and wheezes diffuse, emphysema, no pericardial wrap, no gross systolic murmur, no abdominal distension ascites masses, no kidney transplant tenderness, no gross edema, severe muscle wasting, no focal deficits. Next paragraph. Chemistries from June. Potassium high 5.5, anormal sodium acid base. Creatinine 4.6 for a GFR of 13, that will be stage 5. Normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, low ferritin 65 with a saturation 7%. Normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 8.8. Cyclosporin level 126. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Renal transplant, 2008, next number, Wegener's granulomatosis vasculitis, next number, CKD stage 5, next number, high-risk medication immunosuppressant, cyclosporin therapeutic, next number, respiratory failure on oxygen, prior smoker, COPD, emphysema, next number, hypertension, presently in the low side, next number, hyperkalemia, next number, there has been no need for phosphorus binders. Next number, iron deficiency, anemia, denies external bleeding. Next paragraph, comments. Patient not interested on any form of dialysis or further education, not interested on AV fistula. When the time comes, he will go in hospice. He's agreeable for chemistry on a regular basis. He's not interested in colonoscopy. His life expectancy is considered very short because of his respiratory failure and emphysema. He's agreeable for oral iron. He refuses intravenous iron. He will consider EPO treatment once iron is replaced. There has been other complications of the transplant, including a vascular necrosis of the hip. he avoids anti-inflammatory agents. Unfortunately, no family members around to discuss this. He is willing to come back on the next 4 months. Emotional support provided, end of dictation,